We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Amud Beis. We are beginning from the two dots in the middle of Daf Pei Amud Beis, going back on the Mishnah, which says, HaNeskolim B'Nisrafim. In our Mishnah it said that if someone was Chayev Skila, someone who Chayev Skila got mixed up in someone who Chayev Sreifa, which HaNeskolim B'Nisrafim means there were more people Chayev Sreifa than Skila. So the Shaila is what to give them, Skila or Sreifa. So the Mishnah taught us, you get the more lenient one. Now, his machlekes was more lenient. So, an eskalim got mixed up with a srafim. Rav Shimon says, you get skila. Why? Because srefa is more chamer, so you get the more kuldig one, which is skila. And chamer say, no, you get srefa. Why? Because srefa is more kuldig than skila. That was machlekes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim. So, Zokti Gemara, Masdiglar Rav Yecheskel L'Rami Brei. Rav Yecheskel was teaching his son, Rami. He was teaching him this Mishnah. He didn't have the girsa haneskolim b'nisrafim. His girsa was the opposite, haneskolim b'nisrafim, which means there were more who were chayev skila than sreifa. And on that, Rav Shimon said, yidoinu b'skila. Why? Shasreifa chamuri, you get the more kula to go on. So here, you get like the roiv, you get skila, because skila is more kuladik, more than sreifa, according to Rav Shimon. So amalei Rav Yehuda turned to his father, Rav Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda was Rami's brother. He says, Abba, father, don't be gairis like you are reading that the neskolim were more, hanesrafim neskolim. Because if you read it this way, my area, the sreifa chamura, why do you have to comment the sreifa is more chamur? Typically, the ruben neskolim nu. You know why you get skila? Because it's a roif. Elahechi isnaya, how should you read it? Haneskolim b'nesrafim. That there were more nesrafim than neskolim. So really, you would say it should get sreifa, go bust the roif. And that Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon oimer, yodainu b'skila. Rav Shimon says, you get skila, that even though there are roiv nisrafim, you still get skila, you don't go back to roiv, you go back to the more lenient, which is skila. Breiti Gemara, Yehochi Eim HaSeifa, says, V'chomerim Yidonim HaSreifa, you get Sreifa. Shah skila chamura, because skila is more chamur. And the kasha is, if the case is now, we're saying, like our Gersa and our Mishnah is, that nisrafim are more, why the Rabbana have to say the reason is, because Sreifa is more kuladik, typically the ruba nisrafim, say because ruba is more, the roiv was nisrafim. You go back to the roiv. So, Dr. Mori, you're right. Hosom Rabbanu de Ka'amalele Rab Shimon. Rabbanu's going to Rab Shimon. And Lididach, the Amrit, Sreifa Chamura, I'm telling you wrong, Leskila Chamura. Now, why do you get Sreifa? For two reasons. First of all, because it's the roiv. And second of all, because it's more kuladik. But that you said, that Sreifa Chamura is not true, but that not pshat, that's the ikka reason why you get Sreifa because it's more kuladik. It's also because of the roiv. So, it'll come up in this Gemara. That technically you go bust of the roif. You go bust of the roif. So the only shaila is, if you go bust of the roif, so what's taka pshat in Rab Shimon that you get skila? Why don't you go bust of the roif? So this is Tosis asked this kasha on the bottom of the omen. Tosis asked the kasha. The lechayra, if there's roif, if we might say the gears the mishnah is on a skull and a sraf, man, roif a chayiv sreifa, why are you giving him a skila? Because the more lenient one, give him the more common one, sreifa. Why? Because you go bust of the roif. That's Tosis kasha. Tosis has two terutzim. Taisa's second tarot says, we'll go to second tarot, is that it's called Kavul Kamechza Mechzdam. Since one person here is, even if it's one person or two, but it's not, even though it's the Miyat, but it's Kavua. And therefore it's like half half. So it's half half, you can't be Machmi, you have to give him the Kula. So then Taisa's bothered. So what was the Gemara's Kasha then? The Gemara's Kasha, when it was the opposite way, Nisrafim bin Eskalim. So the Halach is, when the circular more, you get skila. And we had a kasha. Why does Shimon have to come on to that saying is skila is more cool? They take it out the roiv. What do you mean? It's not a roiv. It's a mechza mechza. On that type of answer, Zofira Masha, that the answer is that if it would be half and half, and taka, if there be both even, which means skila and sreif will be equal type of even of inchim, then since the truth is there's a roiv of skila, you go back to the skila. So you don't have to come on to the din that skila is more kuladik. And that was more as kasha. Why have to come on skila more kuladik? If it's really as taka, skila is the roiv, and they're even, they're equal in unshim, so what do you have to come, so then we go basa the skila. So, therefore we say, what do you have to come on to that skila is more kuladik? Stamazai, it would be a skila, because that's the roiv also. And that the Gemara answers, no, the sreifa is the roiv. The bottom line is like this, that even when you have a roiv sreifa, according to Rav Shimon, you'll get skila, why? Because that's a more lenient one. And according to the Rabbanon, you would get always the more lenient one, which is Sreifa. That's the Chagat of Shimon Rabbanon. Now the Gemara just goes into a little Nakuda about Kibra V'Eim. Omle Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinina. Says sharp one, like Tamerle Lavuchach. You shouldn't have told your father that don't say this, say that. Don't talk to him like that, say you have the wrong girsa. The time went in a price. If you see your father being over the Ritter, lo yemelai Abba Varto the Ritter. Don't tell him, father, you're over a Varto the Ritter, you're over the Ritter. Don't tell him that. Lo yemelai Abba, Kakos of a Tyra? Is that saying the Tyra like you? That's also embarrassing him saying, what is that saying the Tyra? We tell him, Abba, Mikra Kosta Vatara Kachu. You say, you know, the Pasuk says like this. Don't say what you're doing. Just say, you know, the Pasuk says like this. And if he chaps to stop, that's what you should do. That's the way to ask him. And say, Benechusa, say calmly, not in a questioning way. And don't tell him, don't do this and do that. That's not Kiravim. You should say in a way that you just tell him that this is what it says. So that's what Shmuel was telling Rav Yehuda. You shouldn't have said that to your father, Loit Tesnai Hachi. You shouldn't have said it that way because that's a chasaron in Kiravim.